Peter Tyson.
Good morning, Peter.
Oh, hello, Lynn.
Oh, still out of favor, am I?
Well, I'm sorry if it sounded like that.
Can I try and make amends? I went down to Maidenhead to see Jeremy yesterday.
Oh, I thought you'd be down there staying with him.
I had hoped to, but things have been much too hectic here at the old bakery, and that had repercussions at the restaurant, too. Fortunately, the general chaos has more or less subsided now.
Oh, good.
But to get back to Jeremy, he'd like you to get down there to see him, if that was at all possible. Mother and Brad would be delighted to see you as well.
Well, I'd love to go, of course, but the thing is, when?
As far as Jeremy's concerned, the sooner the better. Could you make it today?
Oh, I really don't think so, Lynn.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, it's what to do with the girls. Liz is up to her eyes at the paper, learning the ropes from Mike.
Yes, I can imagine you won't be seeing much of her over the next few weeks. And what about Father?
Oh, well, he's feeling exploited.
As usual.
If not more so. He babysat for us the night we went out to celebrate Liz's appointment.
I know. I phoned while he was at it.
Yes, well, he considers that the end of his duties for the week.
You know.
He wouldn't even cooperate yesterday when I wanted to pop out of the shops for 10 minutes.
Well, why don't you take the girls with you? You'd be driving down, wouldn't you?
Yes, but you know how Jeremy feels towards his sisters these days.
I'm sure my mother can divert Abby and the twins while you men go off together. Jeremy's dying for you to go out on Brad's boat.
Hmm. Yes, I'd rather like that myself. Well, thanks for setting it up, Lynn. I'll set to and try and organize things this end.
Mr. Underdan will be out in a sec.
Thanks a lot.
Hello, Shirley.
Oh, sorry to bother you like this, George, but I hope to catch you in your lunch break.
Oh, you have. I'm just on my way out.
Well, I'll walk along with you then, if that's all right.
Of course it is. I was going to a cafe today, not home, but if you'd like to join me...
Oh, that's very kind of you, George, but I've got sandwiches back at the office. I don't want them to go to waste.
Well, in that case, shall we get some fresh air while we talk, and then we can go our separate ways?
Right. Nice little garden, this.
Yes. Since it's right next door to the bank, I come here often. Doesn't really worry me what time of year it is. Shall we sit on a bench for a moment?
Oh, good idea.
Would it be that you and Cliff have had second thoughts about my offer?
Well, George...
I was, as I think you realize, extremely upset at Cliff's reaction. But, for your mother's sake, for the sake of her memory, I am willing to let bygones be bygones. If Cliff is willing to come to his senses... I know, of course, that you were very pleased at the way I'd planned things out for you.
I was.
You make it sound as though your approval is something of the past.
Well, I didn't think about it properly before.
But now you've turned against me as well.
Why does it have to be seen like that? Approval, turning against. Can't it just be a matter of straightforward discussion?
When Cliff's involved...
I think you're both as bad as each other.
Yes. You do what?
In situations like this, Cliff gets all hot-headed, shouts about the place, and loses his sense along with his temper.
And you accuse me of being the same? Oh, Shirley, if it wasn't for your mother...
For heaven's sake, George, will you stop bringing Mum into it all the time? She was a part of my life for a darn sight longer than she was part of yours. And I don't use her as an excuse for everything I do.
Excuse?
I'm sorry. It seems like that sometimes. Anyway, to go back to what I was saying, since you didn't give me a chance to finish. When I said you were both as bad as each other, I meant in losing sight of whatever's actually being talked about.
Yes, but...
Please, George. Cliff does it in his way, and you do it by becoming all stuffy and sanctimonious.
Is that... really how you see me?
Only at your worst moments. We chant that often.
That's something, I suppose.
I know it's hard to believe sometimes, but even Cliff can be quiet and reasonable. George, if he was to try and be like that this evening, would you be willing to talk to him?
Well?
Or have I just gone and spoilt his chances? Double 304.
Hello, Claire. It's Nicola.
Hello.
How are things going that end?
They've settled on Mike's successor.
Is it someone he approves of?
Very much so. It's Liz.
Oh, but that's marvellous. It means he'll have less regrets when he's working for us. Is he getting any writing done? Come on, don't be shy.
None at all at the moment.
Oh, well, only to be expected under the circumstances. Look, don't tell him I asked you.
All right.
It'll be one less pressure for him.
Well, that'll certainly be a help. Actually, I was going to phone you over the weekend, Nicola, about coming down to Bath early in the week.
Well, the main reason I'm calling now is to see if you could possibly make it down here tomorrow.
I suppose I could. Oh, it's Saturday. Mike could look after Sue.
I think you all ought to come.
Oh, but Sue would hate being dragged around from house to house. She's still being a bit difficult about the move.
There's only one house you'll want to see.
Oh, dear, is the market that bad suddenly?
Not as far as you're concerned. Do you remember that house you liked so much?
Yes.
Well, the people who pipped you at the post have run into mortgage difficulties. So, it's up for grabs again.
Now remember, I don't want you sailing off into the sunset.
No, dear.
Tea will be at 4:30 sharp.
Yes, dear.
I'm sorry to sound such a dragon, Peter, but I know what these two are like when they get anywhere near the river.
I hope you don't mind having the girls left with you.
Not at all. I shall enjoy. Bye, Gran. See you at 4:30 sharp.
You'd better.
Or else.
Or else what?
Don't risk finding out. Bye for now.
Bye. Hey, Dad, I've had lots of rides in the Rolls.
You know, Peter, this young son of yours has a strange partiality towards expensive automobiles.
Well, as long as he gets the occasional chance to ride in yours, perhaps he won't expect us to get one.
Oh, I like your old banger, too, Dad.
Charming. Jeremy's been telling me you are keen on boats, Peter.
Well, I am when I have a chance. I did some sailing when we were in Holland last year.
Can we go there this year, Dad?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, why not?
Oh, all sorts of complicated reasons.
Abercrombie?
I'm afraid so.
I don't understand.
I'll tell you all about it one day when you're older.
Well, if you ever feel like getting out on the water, let me know.
Oh, thanks a lot, Brent.
Hey, what about me?
You? Well, I guess you can come too, sometimes.
I was glad to see you being nice to your sisters, Jeremy.
Oh, that's all right. They weren't being so diabolical as usual.
Where'd you come out with, Jeremy?
I learned it off Alexis when we went to the soccer match. The day he broke his leg.
Oh, you never said anything about a soccer match before.
But it was one of the best things I've ever done.
Alexis broke his leg playing?
Not lightly. It was a proper match. First division. Thousands and thousands of people there. It was magic.
So why did you keep quiet about it?
Because
your mother thought I wouldn't approve.
She wasn't very pleased either. Rob and Alexis took me without asking.
I see.
But...
Sounds to me like you've let the cat out of the bag, young man.
First of all, George, I want to apologize for flying off the handle. I said things in the heat of the moment which, well, must have hurt you.
Yes, they did, Cliff, very much, but I accept your apology.
Oh, good. Now, the second thing is, thanks for letting us come here to see you tonight.
Well, I think you can thank Shirley for that. She put some rather forceful arguments to show that perhaps I've not been as reasonable as I might.
You didn't tell me anything about that.
Didn't I? Well, you haven't told me what you've got up your sleeve either.
Up your sleeve, Cliff?
Oh, no, in my pocket, actually. Well, at least it should be. Oh, hell, I haven't gone and left it somewhere, have I?
Calm down, Cliff.
Oh, no. Here it is. What do you mean, calm down?
No, very well. This is to be a peaceful discussion. We've all agreed to that.
Yeah, okay. I was shouting at myself.
Even
right?
That's not allowed.
George, when she was putting these forceful arguments to you, you didn't happen to slip her a few bob to be on your side, did you?
I have never engaged in that sort of thing.
Now, don't you start.
Eh?
Oh, you're right, Shirley. You're right, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're losing me now.
Forget it. Tell us about this bit of paper of yours.
Well, after things went wrong the other night, I thought the best thing to do was to take legal advice.
Cliff, you can't sue George.
I'm not going to, for heaven's sake.
Well, that's a relief.
But I wanted to talk to someone who could come up with a proper formula for sorting out our differences. In fact, I thought George might approve of me acting like this since I'm not being so impetuous as usual.
I think I'm beginning to be impressed.
But solicitors cost a lot of money, Cliff.
Well, this one kept the charges down because I know him.
Who is he?
Daniel Freeman, remember? He was on the committee when we were fighting off the property developers last year.
I remember. A very pleasant man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he drew up this document for me. Can you have a look at it, George?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. £1 a week rent?
Well, that's because if we lived there for free, we'd lose all our tenants' rights. Daniel confirmed that.
But I wouldn't have taken advantage.
Yeah, I know, George, I know.
All right, yes, I think I understand. At the end of 2 years, and on the completion of the necessary conversion work...
Done by me and my little building firm, I hope.
A 99-year lease on the aforesaid basement property to be transferred to... But, Cliff, I told you that eventually the whole house would belong to you and Shirley freehold.
Yeah, but I hope you are not going to be dying for a good few years yet, George. And, well, there could be all sorts of reasons why we might want to move.
And owning the lease on the flat would give us the means.
Yeah. Yes, I see that. And if you don't mind my saying it on this particular occasion, Shirley, I think your mother would have approved.
Oh, George, you mean your sign?
Well, I must read it through carefully again, but I'll get my pen ready just in case. We'll be right back.